This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Billy Ripken Report, presented by Royal Farms. Real fresh, real good. What's up, Billy?
I'm doing well, but you boys are hijacking all my stories with these songs here, bringing back memories.
Your house was never in the middle of the street, Billy, like Rob's was. You were good.
No, it wasn't. But this takes me back. Instructional League 1,000 years ago, 1984. That just reminds me of this guy named Dave Falcone was our first baseman. This dude was a mess. And that song was on, and he would do the singing at full octave and terrible. But he was a good teammate to have, and it was a lot of fun to be around him.
Whatever happened with him? What did he end up?
You know, he never made it really past Double A. I think he had a couple cups of coffee in Triple A, but yeah, he would hit about 240, but hit 25 bombs and stuff like that. But that's not pretty much good enough at first base position. When he was coming up through the system, they had a guy named Eddie. That was playing up in Baltimore, and that's kind of hard to displace and move through. But he struck out a little bit too much. He was a big dude. Left-hand hitter, but he was a lot of fun to be around.
And if I'm not mistaken, Billy, just above him in the minor leagues, they had a guy named Traber too, right?
Yeah, Jim came up. We were a little bit behind Falk. This Falk was the University of Florida. He was a Gator. So I think he was in a draft year right before us because I was drafted at the same time with Trabes. So they conflicted a little bit from time to time because Trabes was on the up-and-coming. And Falk was kind of like the guy that was already situated in the minor league system. And Trabes was a better hitter. I don't think there was any question about that. Falk had more power, but Trabes was a better hitter and a better first baseman.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey Bill, before we get to the on-field stuff, I'm always curious about this because I know we had talked to you about, I think your acting chops are getting way better as I now see you in these commercials for MLB Network. How did this one's come down this year? Because I see all the guys doing it with the press conference. I remember, what was it, a couple years ago, you guys filmed in that house. How'd you feel about this one? Was this one a little bit more comfortable for you?
Actually, I haven't been on this one yet. I've been seeing through the set traffic that gets sent out, and maybe my weeks have missed some of these production sites because I saw the set being built in 42 for this week, and I'm not up there. So I'm pretty sure they're going to hit Smoltz. I think Pedro's in the building today. So I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm okay if I miss this one, to tell you the truth. The one in the house was pretty good when I was sitting. I mean, we just invaded these people's house. So I guess they rented it out, and we did those things. But some of them are good. Some of them are a little bit too far out of my reach.
Out of his range, yeah. He's as Billy, I told him, his acting chops have gotten way better over the years. So you're nailing it, man.
Here with Bill Ripken, presented by Royal Farms. Bill, want several concerns with the Orioles because they're rebuilding, but two in particular for me. Second base, big question mark there with Rio Ruiz starting the season, and now they're trying different guys. And I know the theory of when you're rebuilding, closers don't matter, but guys that are on the field, they aren't rebuilding. They're building. They're playing. And when you give away leads in the last inning, to me, maybe I'm wrong, but even to a young team like this, that's demoralizing. And we've seen it twice now in about 4 days.
Yeah, I think that's the overall philosophy is what do you sit with? And I kind of agree with you when you're out there competing. And I don't think we have to look too much further than last year, even though it was a strange season, 60 games, pandemic. Do you see what the Marlins did?
Yeah.
And everybody kept saying they were rebuilding, and I think they're going to take a little bit of a hurt in this year and a step back. But Derek Jeter has always said, we have a chance to win a ballgame every night. You know, you can say that we're not as talented and everything else, but we want to win. And you're right. When you go out there as a young team, and if you're winning through eight and you lose a game, it's a bad feeling because you know you had one and you know you let one get away. If the overall philosophy and everybody's on board with it, that we can go out there and we can lose a few games, and we talked about this in the past few weeks, if your draft choices are high and you don't miss on them, you have an opportunity to rebuild, a la what the Houston Astros did and the Chicago Cubs did when they were on their way to winning a world championship. But it is a tough pill to swallow sometimes when you're out there on the field because players don't want to go out there and lose. I was a part of the losing the start of any season with 21 straight games. No one liked it. It's not a good feeling. So when you do have a chance to win a game, it's nice to put a W in the column.
Hey, Bill, I want to take you back to last night. I don't know if you got to see in the Brewers. They've played a bunch of times already this season, like a lot of teams have. We've already seen the Red Sox twice, and Cubs and Brewers have seen each other twice now. Wilson Contreras has been hit a couple of times, including once in the head. But, you know, there was some debate whether or not he's leaning in and, you know, taking these pitches. If he's blocking some of those strikes, he's got the big elbow guard out there. Well, then Tepera threw behind Woodruff last night, which I don't see the pitcher get thrown at that often, and he was pretty upset. What do you make of this as far as does this get worse throughout the year? Because this is a division rival. They're going to see each other a ton of times.
Well, that is the one, I guess, bad thing about this unbalanced schedule when you're going 19 times against somebody, that the angers can overflow and overspill. When you mention Woodruff being thrown behind and you talk about it doesn't happen too much time with pitchers, if you remember the most famous kind of fight out there was the Padres and the Expos years and years and years ago when they kept trying to hit Pascual Perez and they couldn't hit him. And then they finally did, and then all, you know, Hades broke out. And
yeah,
it was kind of a little bit enjoyable to watch. I don't think it's necessarily what baseball wants. But part of this 19-game stuff, when you see each other over and over again, the memories of baseball players are long enough anyway. And if you just see them like 1 week after some incidents has happened, it can certainly spill over and be a little problematic.
I think Jim Palmer will remember who he wants to hit even still today. His memory is unbelievable. Bill Ripken joins us, presented by Royal Farms, real fresh, real good. Bill, yesterday we saw John Means on the mound, and I was saying to Jeremy earlier, sometimes he flashes the ability to be a front of the rotation starter in this, not just his effectiveness, but he clearly did not have his best stuff yesterday. And you got a lot of pitchers that would have stuff that he had that would go three innings giving up five or six runs. And he really gutted it out for five innings, only giving up three runs. That, to me, is just as impressive as his dominant performance on the opening day.
You know, I'm 100% on board with you right there. The separators, to me, are the guys that can go out there that don't have necessarily their control. And Means needs his control. He's a fastball changeup guy, but he's got to hit his spot. And there are pitchers around the league that I actually look at in maybe a different light than other people may. And I still look at Adam Wainwright of the Cardinals. He can go up there and just he flips some salad up the home plate, but he figures out a way to get people out. And I've said this, Rob, that maybe the win doesn't matter as much as it used to. Now, with that said, the win still matters to me for starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, more importantly, the wins and losses are still there because there are some pitchers that refuse to lose. So sometimes the win might not matter as much as it used to, but the L still hurts, and the L still smacks you around.
Hey, Billy, are there a couple guys that you just love watching no matter what? Because, like, I talk about this all the time with players that you develop favorites or whatever. Like Freddie Freeman, for me, I love watching this guy hit. I think he might be the most professional hitter out there. It doesn't matter, mm-hmm, lefty, righty. He just goes out and rakes and does his job. Is there a couple of guys that stand out to you that you just enjoy watching play?
Well, Freddie's definitely on top of it. I went out there when we do our prediction show, and I said Freddie's going to win back-to-back NL MVPs. I'm a big fan of his. I also like watching Juan Soto down the road in D.C. And neither one of them is what I would call textbook at home plate. You know, they have their own unique styles. Freddie Freeman is 6'6", and it's this short, ugly follow-through two-hand. But Juan Soto's ability and desire not to give up outs, he really takes every at-bat like it's serious. So those are some of the guys that I certainly watch. I'm in awe of some of the young, talented players that are in the game that make it look so easy. But Freddie and Juan Soto, they don't necessarily make it look easy. They're just really good, and their desired home plate and how they compete, I think, is pretty special.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.